Shop. 100% carbon offset power you can be proud of.
As we say all the time in this show, we love the Wiz. We love a bit of Warwick Capper. And we had him on the show last week. It was all good fun until at one stage, Byron, you did dump him. He said something on the radio show. I didn't quite catch it.
Right.
But he got dumped. And then over the weekend, there was an article in the Herald Sun, and it looks like we're having a feud with Wazza.
Yeah.
And I don't know where this came from, and I hope this isn't the case, but we thought we'll go straight to Warwick himself. We're not going to go through any journos.
This man's a footy icon.
He is. He's a legend. We've got him back on the line. Morning, Wiz.
Oh, they've got me out of bed again for the ratings to get me up there. The ratings up
there. There he goes.
The radio, the king of media. I'm going to go to pitches.
Okay.
I'm going to go to the pitches.
It makes no sense.
Now, Warwick, what's happened here? So I've got to read the quote from the Herald Sun. Kappa told Confidential, I got their ratings up because they're effing boring. And then what was that word, do you think? It starts with a P.
And ends with an S. What's that word, what Wiz?
Oh, dear.
Well, hang on. So, we're live. Is it? Would it be a term that might refer to a pointy, sharp object or maybe a cat? We thought it's one or the other in terms of a P word. Sharp object or cat?
Sharp object.
Okay. Yeah, I told you.
Oh, okay.
Pricks is all right.
But what did we deserve to be called?
And then you went on, Was, I'm sure you mind me reading this out, Fev never kicked 100 goals in one season. He choked.
That was true. Yeah. Like that at all. He did choke. And I just kicked 103 just to make sure, a bit extra.
Yeah. I did kick about 300 more goals than you, but that's okay.
I know. You played 3 more years, I know.
There we go. Again.
That was good. Got me. Right on.
But we just want to check in because we love our friendship with you. You've been, we've celebrated you on the show. Are we good? Did we do something wrong?
We love it. I'm just going to go to pitches now, get a massage, then get down to another appearance. I might see Fev later.
No, don't talk about me.
Oh, you're coming to the Super Bowl party?
And they're going to play my commercial later, and the crowd's going to erupt again when Ultra Tune comes on. Warwick.
The Ultra Tune ad, too.
As an olive branch, Warwick, what we were thinking too, because we don't want to fall out with you and we can't have you calling us that that name out in public because we want to be friends.
How about Fifi Wizenbar?
Yeah. Oh, dear, Fev.
I'm fine.
It's got a lovely ring to it. It
actually, yes, it does. Well, you know
no,
what?
No, it actually doesn't.
A step in that direction, Warwick, would be, you've referenced twice that you go to the pictures, which we love. Would you be open, we could pay you, there's a role on our show as a movie reviewer, so you go to the pictures anyway.
That's true.
And we'll just pay you cash to come on the radio show and give the movie a review.
A bit like the Gold Coast job. I used to have Wizard Kappa's Raging Rockwards. Ring now. Yes. Ring now. 915-0000 now.
What?
Yeah, something similar. Yeah. All you got to do is go to the movies, go to the pictures, and whatever big film's out, like say it's Bad Boys 2's out. And then you get on the radio, and then you just tell Melbourne what it's about.
Guys, there's been a suggestion that we call the actual topic or the segment, Fief, movie recappers. I don't know if you would like that, Fief. I mean, that's been a suggestion. Okay.
Yes. That was like my clothes. I used to have a clothing line called Warwick Recap Clothing. How original. And we could have Warwick recapping the movie review of the week.
Yeah.
A bit like when I was on Fortress. I was a nude convict. I had 3 seconds.
So, Warwick, we can go ahead with movie recappers.
Yes, I'm going to go and talk to Elf today, the manager, and have a chat about it.
What picture are you going to go and see today?
I might go and see Bad Boys again. I saw it last week, but I'll go and see it again.
Okay.
I've seen films more than once.
I've got that Porsche in my old car, the 911, so I'm going to get excited again.
What? I don't know what he's saying.
Now, I'm going to go and see me out. The car in the movie is a... What I used to have, I was sponsored by Porsche.
Oh, he's sponsored by Porsche. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, I have a cover of the car and get excited again.
Did you have a reference to 911 though?
Yes.
Carrera. Like, I think it's the model of Porsche.
Oh. It's a model.
It's unfortunate.
I'm sponsored by Ferrari. Get 3 Ferraris.
No, you're not.
Well,
he's not.
Well, if I am, don't get jealous, you little bitches. Oh, yeah.
Well, I just feel like now we're colleagues. If you're going to do what movie recappers on our show, now we're colleagues.
love Fifi.
Oh, well, I love you, Warwick. I mean, I'm glad we fixed this.
And I like your name, stage name, Fifi Box.
So yeah, actually, her actual name.
It's a bit like Lisa. She can't play, but you should see her box. That's a joke, too.
Okay, we might have to. Do you want to dump that again?
I didn't hear it.
No, I'm going to dump it again.
I didn't hear it. What was it?
Now, look.
I didn't hear what he said.
I've had to dump him again.
Okay, you dumped him. Now you won't put him back on.
No, of course I won't.
What did he say?
It was deeply offensive. It was in relation to the anatomy.
Yes.
It wasn't appropriate for 13 past 8. And I think we need to reassess whether Warwick will have his segment.
No, we'll have his segment because we're not boring. 101.9
The Fox. Last night, what a moment it was when we were watching Channel 10. I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. It's Fifi, Fev and Byron.
The winner of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here for 2020 is...
It's Miguel! Oh, and once Rhonda was knocked out, if this had gone any other way, there would have been riots on the street. Miguel, you earned that. Well done. Congratulations, King of the Jungle.
I can't believe it. The king is here. Ladies and gentlemen.
Miguel.
Mr. Pamela, how are you guys?
Yes, we're good. We're good.
Are you celebrating, Miguel? Have we dragged you away from the after party?
Oh, I'm already in my fourth margarita. You know it very well, Pavola. You know exactly what I am. You know what I'm doing.
Hey, Miguel, I know. When we walked in for this interview, I said, mate, he's going to be amazing. Because when I won, they dragged me out of the party and I had to go do all these interviews and I was pretty pissed.
Oh, you know what? You know exactly. I know a few people that you know in here already.
I love this, Miguel. This is a king to a king.
A king of the jungle.
What a beautiful moment to share.
It's a little bit surrealistic. It's all, you know, I can't believe I actually won the show when nobody understands anything I'm saying. It's
unbelievable effort.
Now, mate, it is a great feeling to get that crown put on your head, but it's also a better feeling to know that you spread your word for your charity, which is Are You Okay, and $100,000 goes to them. You've done amazing things back here because it's got people talking, and it also got people talking in the jungle. How proud does that make you?
Oh, it is, you know, the reason why, you know, in the hospitality in Australia, we have massive numbers of suicidal rate. It's something like crazy. Something like 8 Australians take their lives away on a daily basis. And it's not so much the $100,000, just not about the money. It's about, like, as you say, you know, the people has been talking about it and just understanding that it's okay to don't be okay. And if you asking the people that you love and you listen to them, sometimes, you know, the right question will save a life. So
yeah, that's a great message,
I'm
mate.
I'm over the moon, over the moon.
Miguel, have you seen Charlotte and Ryan at the after party? Can you give us any goss, Miguel?
I'm sitting in front of Charlotte. I was sitting 1 minute ago. You know, the great thing with Charlotte, that's probably the hardest accent in the world to understand.
Yours or hers?
Both of us. I mean, every night. Like, nobody's got a clue what we're saying. We used to call ourselves Fatty and Skinny, and we just talk so much rubbish. I have never seen somebody with such a little filter like Charlotte.
She said you were cute, too.
And the love story. Oh, I can't believe it. I watched that today, and I'm like, Charlotte, what are you talking about? My wife is here, Charlotte. Are you serious?
He's the king of the jungle, and he's got some new fans.
Hey, congratulations, mate! Enjoy the party. You've done Australia. You've done yourself proud, mate.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie! There he goes, Miguel, the winner of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. It's Fifi, Fev and Byron right here on The Fox.
Fox FM, I love it! Woo! 101.9
The Fox. The Fox. Now, Eugenie Bouchard, did she play at the Australian Open?
She got knocked out in the qualifying. She didn't make the main draw.
Oh, gee. Is she still around, do you think? Yeah, or did she just
ranked,
fly back?
She's
to...
ranked 220. Yeah, she flew back.
So is she any good or is she just hot?
Yeah, she's hot.
In the nicest possible... I say that in the nicest possible way because I don't know many other players who are ranked 200.
Yeah, she's
but I
good.
Know
she made a, I think she made
Bouchard.
A semi-final or quarter-final a couple of years ago, but
well,
yeah, I think she's
on her. I mean, she's doing better than me. I'm not having a crack. I think she's an incredibly attractive woman who gets a lot of attention.
You see like the Federers and the Nadals, they're all about tennis, where
yes.
I think Jeannie... just loves having fun.
It's about bikinis?
Yeah, but she just loves having fun. She just has a good time.
Well, she does. And, you know, Fev, and you just briefed me all about this a couple of years ago. She surprised that Super Bowl sports fan.
Yes.
Who sent her a tweet and just said, will you come on a date with me? And then she went on a date with him.
Yes.
Wow.
Because she put it out there because she thought she was unbackable. Mm. They were 21-0 up the Atlanta Falcons against Tom Brady's Patriots. And she put out, oh, yes, they're into the Super Bowl. They're going to win. And then little cheeky university boy, Johnny, turned around and said, well, if the Patriots get up, will you take me to the Super Bowl on a date?
Mm.
And they won. So she had to.
And she did.
And she did. And she took him.
That's so cool.
Ended up dating for a little bit, I think.
That is.
Become good mates.
You know what I like about that? That's a brave man. A brave boy, I was going to say. He's a uni student. Yeah. He's hit up one of the hottest women in the world, professional athletes, and he's actually got some success.
Well done.
Robbie Farah. I'm bringing this up because Robbie Farah. Who is he still currently in NRL?
No, he retired.
He's retired. He tried to hit up Eugenie Bouchard.
Is that a go?
He wrote her a text that's been published in the paper today. He's written, Jeannie, surely you're having a drink with me in Miami. Mm. Kiss emoji. And then he wrote her another one to her, got nothing back, wrote another one to her. If I rub you, do I get three wishes? And he's got nothing back. So clearly he's thinking, well, she goes out with a uni student. She'll click on my profile. I'm a former NRL player. Surely I'm a sure thing for a date.
Got donuts.
What I like about this is when you hit up a celebrity on social media, and what I was hoping to, one, I'd love to hear from anyone who has contacted a celebrity. Firstly, if you've heard back, and I'm not talking about romantically. I mean, romantically is a massive win,
right.
But you might have just reached out to a celebrity and you heard back from them. They actually acknowledged you. And the bigger the celebrity, the better. But even if it I'll even accept a like. If you got a like from a big celebrity.
Really?
Well, that's good.
For
I
a
like
comment.
From a maths contestant would be no big deal.
Well, no, you know what? Let's just say celebrity of any stature.
Okay.
And let's say, did you hear back? And maybe ring us if they were rude and didn't get back to you.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah. Were you, of celebrities who didn't get back to anyone, Fev, take us back to Christmas Eve.
Well, Katy Perry.
Christmas Eve about 2016, I think, Fev.
Yes, I have done this. Yeah, it was Christmas Eve. No, it was Christmas morning, and I got one of my Christmas presents from Alex, and she got me the Katy Perry big, massive book. Mm. It was amazing. I'm like, oh, because I loved it. Alex knows me. I was like, oh, this is a great present. And I thought to myself, I'm sitting there while the kids are opening up all their presents. I'm like, oh, I might just send her a little cheeky tweet. And because I thought she'd be sitting down, it'll be Christmas Eve, she'll be having some eggnog, she won't be doing anything. She'd just be chilling out at home.
She'd be hanging with family and friends on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, but she'd be checking her phone. She's not out singing songs and, you know, she's just chilling, eggnog by the fire and wherever she's from, America.
You're very focused on her eggnog.
Yeah, because that's what they do in America, don't they? They have eggnog. And I threw it out there and all Christmas Day I was just refreshing, got nothing back. And then I went off her.
You kept checking.
Yeah, I did.
What did you, can you remember what you wrote to her?
I might be able to find it.
Oh, let's find it during the ad break.
Give me an ad break.
And then we'll read the tweet out.
Okay, let's find out. What did Fev write to Katy Perry?
Right. In the meantime, 131060, if you have reached out to a celebrity on social media, what was the response? 131060.
1019. The Fox.
Yes, and we were talking about Eugenie Bouchard, who was hit up by a young university student a few years ago who asked her out on a date. And she went on a date with him. So now she constantly, obviously, gets people messaging her. And Robbie Farah, former NRL player, he sent her a message asking to rub her for three wishes or something.
Yes.
And the thing is, see, this gets picked up publicly because people see this when you've got a profile.
Yeah.
And now everybody's going, oh, Robbie, you're humiliated because she didn't get back to you.
Flattening.
But we've asked the question, have you hit up, and it doesn't have to be in a romantic sense, a celebrity? Did they reply? Did they like your message? Did they somehow communicate with you?
And we've got Byron Cook on the line.
What? what are you talking about?
Oh, come on.
You message me all the time.
You would have hit up some sort
I like your messages.
In your single days.
You She's been my friend for 20 years.
I'm not talking about her.
Remember when Fief called herself a celebrity?
Surely you would have, you know, you're a celebrity yourself now. You would have sent out a little couple of...
Well, I will say that my current girlfriend, who I love so much, we just blatantly met off Instagram. Like she did.
Who DM'd her?
She did. She might have just said no. A very nice message,
what,
and then just
she
a harmless,
messaged what did
she,
you.
She did, and then just a harmless,
what did she say?
Just a harmless fun chat.
What did Charlotte say?
I think just a comment about something,
your hat,
like a story
your
reply.
Beard?
No, it would have just been in context.
Did she say she could fix your eyebrows?
Okay,
we're talking about ticks. Anyone with ticks, blue ticks.
Anyway, I'm just saying these things sometimes can lead to something really great.
We've got Kendall from Mickleham. Hey, Kendall.
Good morning,
Kendall. Who did you contact? What celebrity did you message and you got a reply?
So long story short, Delta Goodrem, we randomly got picked to go up on stage about a week prior and we sang with her at her concert, and then a week later we wanted to get some footage, so we tweeted her about 20 or 30 times. Jeez. Persistently, and we finally got a reply but no footage.
Right. So what was the footage
what was
you wanted?
What was the reply? Stop tweeting me?
No. It was, you were both so beautiful, because my twin sister got to play her piano and I got to sing with her. It was pretty special. But we ended up getting a photo from a stranger, which was enough.
Good.
But, I mean, yeah, it was pretty amazing.
I love, though, that you were asking Delta for footage. Like, I bet, like, I just love that.
There's got to be a better process than going directly to Delta, maybe the producer of the show.
That's really good, Kendall. Okay, well done. That's what we were after. We've got Richard from Craigieburn. Hi, Richard.
G'day, guys. How are we?
Yeah, good. Richard. What celebrity did you reach out to?
Husey. We reached out to Husey on Friday. He said that he'll go follow for a follow.
He's desperate.
Hang on, we've even got the...
That's what the D-grade celebs do.
This is something I would do. Anyway, let's have a listen, guys. This was Husey. This is what Richard's talking about, Thief.
If you send me a direct message now on Instagram, at DHusey, I will follow you.
And if
a direct message,
all right,
DM.
Okay, and a DP.
Slide, not a DP, just a DM.
So, Richard, did Husey follow you?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Oh, no.
A little bit of encouragement, saying keep up the good work. I'm a long-term listener of Fox in general. Surprisingly, I was already following him. I didn't even know I was following him.
Did you get a message back, Richard?
Nothing. You didn't even look at it.
Okay, well, you know we've got Husey on the show next.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
What's your last name, Richard?
You're going to follow Richard. Fev's looking you up.
Yeah, so it should be Richie Sparrow 88.
Richie Sparrow 88. You might get a few more followers after
Richie,
saying that
Richie
on air.
Sparrow 88.
Richard, we've literally got Husey on the show, in the next 8 minutes?
Yeah.
Shall we? We'll ask it. We'll follow it up for you. I'm sure it was
That'd
an oversight.
Great. Yeah, well, I hope so.
Well, he's very disappointed. And you
sometimes
can
I wish I could spell.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Husey. Monday.
Hey, Husey.
Yeah,
Monday.
Because the TV show's on tonight after the Survivor. You know, you go from one jungle to another jungle.
You're right.
Great lead-in.
Really good.
Nah, it's great lead-in. You're right. They're all stars. They're the best survivors. They're the ones who have survived.
Yeah, it's almost like it's just the same cast again and again, isn't it? I've just seen these guys win.
No, it's the best of the best. It's the elite.
I remember, Husey, we were pretty pumped when the footy show, the new format started, and we were like, yes, we've got Maths lead-in. Mass was like 2.2 mil and we dropped to 200,000 in one ad break.
Yeah, I tell you, you know, the best thing about having a bad lead-in gives you an excuse, and I love excuses.
Excuses tonight, guys. At 9:15, Husey, we have a problem, follows the very successful Survivor format. We wish him the best of luck.
Now, Husey, the good thing is you are match fit. Husey, we have a problem, is kicking goals. You are really in fine form. So this will be good, because we have a little problem for you. It's a problem that you sort of created yourself on your show with Ed on Friday afternoon. Let's hear the encounter you had with Richard from Craigieburn.
Well, no, in fact, just his pledge that he made on his
show. Yes, to Richard from Craigieburn.
Here we go.
If you send me a direct message now on Instagram at DHusey, I will follow you.
And if
direct message.
All right,
DM.
Okay, and a DP.
Slide, not a DP, just a DM.
Now,
I mean, you said that wasn't to Richard from Craigieburn. Is that, I mean, he wasn't on the line at the time. I mean, that was a... You know, you've edited that, Fifi, to make it sound like I was talking to Richard from Craigieburn. I mean, I was talking to a broad spectrum of people there.
Well, you did say you'd follow.
Well, now, though, what if I... that might have been a cheeky edit. What if I actually put Richard from Craigieburn on the line? Are you there, Richard?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Good, Richard. Now you can have the actual interaction with Husey yourself. Is there something you'd like to say to him?
Hi, Husey. How are you, mate?
Yeah, look, I'm really good, Richard from Craigieburn. I'm very good.
Just felt like you liked all of your fans, mate. You wanted us to message you. We did, and I got nothing. You didn't even look at the message, mate. I'm not happy.
Mate, look, Richard, you know what? The difference between you and other people who whinge is that they go straight to me on DMs. You have gone straight to Fifi, Fev and Byron, you know? You've gone behind my back and talked about me to other people. If you had sent me a follow-up message, as many other people did yesterday and on Saturday, I followed all those people. So, right.
But you Richard, did, Richard. Didn't you send him a message, didn't you, Richard?
I did. I did.
And what was your message?
Just said, follow me with a cheeky face. Long-term fan, keep up the great work.
Oh, lovely message.
Oh, lovely message.
I want to see that message, but I actually got, I mean, I want to, you know, big up myself and my reach, but I got a lot of DMs. My DM box was flooded. There was no DPs, which is good, and I didn't want any of those. So, Richard, I will definitely, if you send me a message right now, I will follow you. And I'm putting this out to the whole, which is a massive audience.
Oh dear.
The Fifi, Bev and Byron audience. Yeah. If you slide into D. Hughes's DMs today, by the end of the month, you will be followed.
End of the month? Yeah. Hey, Hughesy, I have a problem.
Yes.
What's a DP?
Yeah, no, we're not going down that track. Fev, you know, I mean, Fifi, can you explain it to me?
Do you know what? I have
no idea. She doesn't
know
either. Just ask her.
He whispered it to me, Hughes, you know, and I don't know.
What's a DP?
Well, if it's what we're thinking of, it has nothing to do with that, but it's nothing like a DM.
Oh, surely you don't mean...
No, well, I don't mean... I didn't bring that. That was Ed Cavalier on a late-night Friday show. And for a Monday morning, it's just not appropriate. No. Every now and then, we're just going to let things slide.
He's done well, Ed, hasn't he? Now he's on a prime-time show.
Not Dancing with the Stars content, is it? You know what I mean? It's like, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, he has done well.
Richard, are you satisfied with how that's all... have you seen the follow come back to you since we've spoken just then?
No. He did just...
Do me right now.
He wants the follow-up message, and I've done
Richard,
that.
Richard, so have you done the follow-up message?
We'll see how we go.
You've done the follow-up message. Have you already done it?
Yeah, it says, hi, Husey, follow-up message with a laughing face.
Hang on, is it? I can't see it.
Richie
_Sparrow88. Joseph Gloria 63 has got a double thumbs up.
now, Melbourne, slide into my DMs and tell me what the hell DP's mean.
Come on. 101.9.
The Fox. Byron, we have a new segment. And the words of Brendan Favola ring in my ears every time I read something, and I think this.
Enough is enough is enough. You need to stop. I can't put up with this.
Enough's enough. Come on.
Enough is enough. Come on.
I was right off.
Now, this is a serious topic, Fev. It is about the coronavirus. Ooh. And more cases, more countries in lockdown. Flights
travel.
No longer coming out of China. But I was reading a story this morning that Chinese food vendors are still, despite this breakout of coronavirus and the fact that we can attribute it to the food markets we can't. I'm not a scientist, but somebody is attributing it to the food markets in Wuhan where they sell live wild animals like rats,
mice,
badgers, right. Snakes, bats. Right. They're still selling these live wild animals. So I just feel like, and if you think about, see, bats, those sneaky bats, they came, the SARS, remember SARS came from bats? There was the MERS. I didn't even know the MERS epidemic.
Yeah.
That was sort of
mad
snuck
cow.
Under the radar. No. We have to go over to Britain for that. They were the cows.
That was my favourite virus name.
Well, that was a mad scarier cow. One because cows is a more popular meat.
Yes.
I mean, right. I don't know. That
can they still eat meat over there? It's like a 10-year...
There was a big hiatus from
wasn't there?
Eating okay.
anyway,
British beef.
I went off the speech.
Your favourite names for viruses.
Just back to the coronavirus. Can we just stop selling and eating bats?
Enough's enough. Come on.
Well said.
Thank you.
Very well said.
And rats.
And
probably
enough.
The snakes as
and
well.
Mice.
Badges, not required.
I'm going to have the Scotch virus tomorrow.
Come on.
What are you going to have?
The Scotch virus.
Scotch feel it.
No, Scotch.
Just drinking scotch at the Super Bowl. Okay.
It's Corona, scotch. Just trying to crack gags. That's probably the wrong time. It's really earnest chat about eating live food. 1019,
The Fox. I just wanted to touch quickly on that tragic, traumatic, horrifying story out of Sydney on the weekend, 8 p.m. on Saturday night. The four children who were mowed down by the four-wheel drive. That's a family. That's two families that have lost their children. Three siblings from one family and their cousin. And yesterday we probably all saw the news and just the, what can happen in a very in a moment. That's a few moments, those children all lost their lives. And a family, that more than like all those families, a community are decimated. And what I took from it, Fev, and that I think it's so powerful that everybody really takes that in and thinks about it for a second, because we have all the TAC commercials. We all know not to get in a car under the influence. Yep. And this particular driver, he was three times over the legal limit. He's a 29-year-old. He's a tradie. And you know what, Fev, you know, I was thinking about it and I can't imagine. You don't want to go to the pain of what those parents are all going through. But then look at this guy. He's out with his mate and he has just taken four beautiful children from this earth. But not only that, he's now in jail.
Yep.
So he's, one minute he's a tradie going about his business. He's out with his friend and now his life is ruined. His family are ruined. And he's on four counts of manslaughter. So I just think people should think about that when you've just had a few drinks and you think, I'm just going to get in the car. I'm not far from home. You could be that guy because his life is now done. And he probably doesn't want to live after that. He's done that.
Oh, God, no. And you got, I saw the footage yesterday. I read this article on Saturday night. It was about 9 o'clock. So it happened about 8. Mm. And, you know, being a father of four daughters as well. And I just thought over the summer when we were down at on holidays, our kids, we took the bikes down and they were riding to the general store, which was literally 5 minutes away. And you've seen where the general store was. And they were riding their bikes along that road just to go get ice cream or go get a snack. And they could, if someone was drinking, they could just think, oh, God, you just don't want to send your kids anywhere because you don't know what's going to happen. And this guy's obviously had too much. He's three times over. And I just always think that how hard could it be to get a breathalyzer in every car. You know, if you drink drive, you get a breathalyzer put in your car for a certain amount of time because you've got to blow it before the engine starts. Why doesn't that happen in every car?
I agree.
Just put it in every car. It stops everything. It stops all these TAC ads. The money they spend on that, make every car have a breathalyzer in it. And if you blow 0.1, you can't drive it. You can't start your car. It's as simple as that. And in this day and age, there's trains, our rail system's great. We've got Ubers, there's taxis, there's
ride shares.
But it's
those people who just go, I'm not far away, I'm just going to get in. And that's the, if you just think
I know
about,
that mindset, Boxy, but it's just so friggin' stupid.
That's
just so costly.
Wouldn't it be great if everybody just carries those children in their mind now whenever they think about getting in a car? 1019, The Fox. Hey, let me tell you about a billionaire that's having a bad day. You don't often hear that. He's a billionaire. But he's having a hard time.
How?
I know. You shouldn't. If you're a billionaire, you're not allowed to have hard times. Okay, he's on to his second wife.
Oh.
And his wife of the this sorry.
That's pretty good going for a billionaire. Yeah. They usually have a couple.
Well, I don't know. He had one, and she passed away in 2011.
Yep. Oh.
Well, they were both, look, the story is they were both drug addicts, and she passed away from a drug overdose, and he then cleaned himself up, and he's now married this other woman, and they've been married now for 4 years, but she is making a demand of him. So he owns a $20 million estate in Barbados. That's his holiday house.
Oh, yep.
So he owns that. She has asked for it to be bulldozed because it was for his ex-wife loved it. And it was all about his ex-wife.
His memories.
So she's now saying that and he can't even sell it. She's saying, I want it flattened because it was your ex-wife's favorite place. See, and this is a thing, Fev. Often you can be in a new relationship, but you've got exes and your new partner makes you get rid of things.
If I was the billionaire, I would just say, I'm selling it and just rent it out and keep it. Because if it meant so much to you and just mate, you win both.
Yeah, but I get
you keep her happy and then deep down you know
But she's probably going to check, like, on Airbnb. Like, she'll probably see, it'll pop up the $20 million Barbados mansion.
Yeah, but you say, oh, that whoever I sold it to must be renting it out.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I get you right. Just a bulldozer. You know, but I think they want the land. Like, they pretty much own an island.
She wants the
land.
She
wants to build a new one.
Buy another island.
But do you know what I mean? Like, that. I mean, in the normal relationships like the ones we have, it's, you know, get rid of, I don't know, a painting or get rid of, you know, something in the house that reminds them of the ex. Or a box. I remember I had a box of emails. One of my ex-boyfriends, I printed all our emails text messages.
That's really weird.
And this one, I was like, you know, young. I was like 25 or something.
A couple of love letters.
And I remember one of my now exes at the time, he was like, but why are you keeping all those love letters? And I'm like, oh, no, because I was sort of young and it's sort of cute. And he was like, no, get rid of them.
Do you still have them?
Yes, of course I do.
We need to read some of these.
No,
seriously. We need to unleash some of these. And I'm going to read. I'm a horrible reader, but come on.
Make a note, Leon. That's happening.
Confessions from the box.
That's not a bad idea. Now, Byron, you are in a new relationship.
With
what
Alex.
What are we at? With well, Alex, about 6 months?
Oh, even more. 7 or 8 now.
7 or 8 months.
And I've got an announcement to make, guys.
You're engaged?
No, not quite that.
You're separated.
Having a baby.
Oh, wow. Gee, let's just pull back several rungs from there.
A baby would be good.
We are moving in together.
What?
Wow.
Were you going to talk to us about this first?
Well, I don't need to check with you. This is my life.
Where are you going
to
live?
At Alex's house.
Well, hang on a second.
So you're going to pay rent?
Yeah, I mean, she's my landlord. She owns her home. I don't.
But you just live down the road. We stay at each other's
house
for work.
We stay at each other's house every night.
How far away does Alex live?
10 minutes up the street.
So... Wow. Hang on.
This is not getting your permission, by the way.
Feel like you could have you've just told us on air with everybody. I just feel like that might have been something you might have told us privately.
It's a big step.
We could give you our opinions.
Only 7 months.
Don't need your opinion. To bring it back to Feast Topic, though, now that we are moving together, you've got to decide which things stay and which things go.
Well, it's her house. Everything stays in there.
Well, I do have some items that probably could fit
Not required.
Not required when you're moving into someone's house. You're the renter.
We've had some chats about different items. There is a couch of mine. That
I wouldn't be having that couch. CSI, forensic the crap out of that. Okay. Well, there's a blue light. Oh!
Given the kids in the car. Let's just say that is a couch that plenty of
activity.
Just a couch that's certainly.
And Alex doesn't want it in the house.
Yeah, she knows maybe that perhaps that couch has a
history.
You and your ex had that couch.
Well, many had. Anyway, point is, the couch
is disgusting.
It has been made very clear that couch, regardless of its aesthetic, and I think it would look lovely in the aesthetic of her home, that couch won't be required.
And I couldn't agree with her more. That's exactly what we're talking about.
Thank you.
What have you demanded your ex get rid of? 131060, maybe like Byron, it was a couch. Has Alex also asked you to get rid of the portrait that your stepmother, Gloria, painted of your ex-girlfriend?
Yeah, that's not even in my house now.
Because that
shouldn't wasn't
be.
A great portrait.
You're going to have to break your lease.
131060.
It's going to cost you a bit of money.
131060. No, I'm running month to month. 131060.
How many bedrooms have you got now?
Yeah, well, plenty of space. Okay. 131060.
For little cooks.
Little
cooks!
1019. The Fox.
Yes, now we were just talking about the billionaire Hans Ralsing. His new wife has insisted that he bulldoze a $20 million mansion that he has. It's property he owns in Barbados because it reminds the second wife of his ex.
Right.
And she doesn't want that reminder. Now, look, that is an extreme version of when you put the hard word on your partner to get rid of something because it's their exes. But this always happens. And often you wait, like it's like, I'll wait a few months. I'll wait till we're, you know, move in together maybe. Like in your case, Byron, you're about to move in with your beautiful girlfriend and she's just said,
monsters.
Get rid of your couch.
And I think,
and you're going to get rid of it.
I think it's fairly understandable, actually, now that I think about it.
What do you do on that couch?
Okay, that's enough. Put me forward.
Jess in Craigieburn. Hi, Jess.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, Jess. Have you put the hard word on a boy?
Yeah, my now husband of 10 years. When we first met, I demanded that he get rid of his $5,000 Tempur mattress that
100%.
Was only about 4 months old.
Yes, 100%.
Let's just say that's similar to the couch reasoning, isn't it? It's that idea that's, you know what I mean, Fief?
Wow. Yeah. Do you know what? I just never think of that.
Right.
I'm just trying to think of, but I get it. But 4 months old, Jess, that's almost brand new.
Yeah, but gross. I made him buy a new one too.
Yeah.
Right. Wow. Oh, no, sorry. The boys keep looking at me because of these beds and couches. I get it. I know what's happening on them.
Okay. Such a child.
I know. Oh. Thanks, Jess. Attila from Oak Park. Hi, Attila.
Please don't be a mattress.
Hello.
Hi, Attila. Now, what have you made your partner get rid of?
Well, my now husband, we've been together for about 2 months when we were dating, and I noticed this beautiful diamond ring on his mum's hand. And so I asked him, I thought, that's a beautiful ring for your dad to buy for your mum. And it turns out that it was a ring he had bought he was going to propose to his ex-girlfriend with.
Oh.
He never ended up proposing, but then gave it to his mum.
Oh, wow. So,
yeah.
Attilia, so had he given it to his mum already? So it wasn't like, or did you make him give it to her?
No. He had already given it to her.
Right.
When I found out, I said, you better get rid of it.
Yeah, so hang on, did his mum get rid of the ring because of you?
Yes.
Wow. So you've got power over your mother-in-law. That's amazing.
Let's just say she wasn't too happy about it, but I think now she understands.
Did she make your husband buy her a new diamond ring?
No, she didn't.
Cash converters was wrapped. Take that ring straight there.
Not many daughter-in-laws have it over the mother-in-law.
That's amazing.
That is. I'm really impressed, Attilia. Thank you for that. Mitchell in Rosanna. Hi, Mitchell.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Mitchell. Now, your girlfriend, what are you having an argument with her about at the moment?
Well, it's been going from day dot. She moved in about 3 months ago, and I have a 2010 Collingwood jersey signed by all the premiership players hanging above my bed.
Yeah.
And she's a staunch Carlton supporter, and it hangs above us every night before we go to sleep, and she's trying to get rid of it. But I said, you'll be gone before that. So.
Oh, wow. Hey, don't worry, Mitch. I've got a Fev cutout, and I can put that on the side of her bed so you can have both.
Yeah, you can send that over if you want. You're a favourite player.
Yeah, there you go. Beautiful. Problem solved.
There we go.
Shop 100% carbon offset power you can be proud of. 101 Alibi.